And finally, like all good stories and all real stories, manga and anime have a tendency to end. Heroes and heroines die, or get married, or disappear. The anime series are especially good about this. They tend to have one of three endings. The hero wins, that is, the throne, the person of the opposite sex, or whatever. The hero dies, usually after winning. Or the hero sort of wins, but at a great loss. Of course, the anima or mega is often carefully crafted to either jerk tears out of your eyes or make you stare in wide-eyed absorption to the very, very last line of the credits. I can't describe it here, but think of the ending to any truly good movie, and you'll probably have it. I guess I've wondered quite a bit over this topic. I also probably displayed a bias for semi-serious manga and anime, which I prefer, and I also probably didn't quite describe the nature of certain genres, such as pure business manga or sex manga or the purely political humor comics. And of course, I'm sort of glossing over the fact that there is lots of trash out there. Like any field, manga and anime have their lemons, the ones who do, with no plot, 2D characters, truly tasteless jokes, and artwork from hell. However, the best manga and anime are true gems that should not be missed, little portals into other worlds that will entertain, educate, and delight.